Here's a lamentation that spread abroad of late. Young girls do sigh and whimper to see their wretched state. Let me tell you now in brief, though the punching trade in chief was much admired and desired, now poor girls with grief through town and city they make sad moan. Young Susan, Nancy, Kate, Ginny, likewise Doll and Joan. Poor girls, they're almost wild to see themselves defiled. This punching, punching, oh, this punching has their glory spoiled. Was it not a pleasure to every handsome maid when first they heard the tidings of this new punching trade? Of a truth it was, we know, they with cheerful hearts did go, without delaying, beginning praying for to punch them so, as other damsels had been before. Nay, some would needs be punched full a dozen times or more, but now they're almost wild to see themselves defiled. This punching, punching, oh, this punching has their glory spoiled. Doll went to the miller when first she heard the news, declaring with a smile he must not the least refuse. For to punch her out of hand, he replied, I will not stand for such a kindness. Without shyness, straight he took in hand his punch and pleased her passing well. But now, alas, she finds that her womb begins to swell, which makes her almost wild. She can't be reconciled. This punching, punching, oh, this punching has her glory spoiled. We are told at reading young men were so unkind that pretty youthful lasses could not a puncher find. Without ready money down, some a guinea, some a crown, young Mistress Nancy for her fancy fairly pawned her gown. Then to a ploughman away she went, who pleased her with his punch, but too late she does repent. For she is almost wild and can't be reconciled. This punching, punching, oh, this punching has her glory spoiled. Then a tailor's daughter, young Ginny called by name, full freighted with desire to Roger straight she came. I am punchable, she cried, therefore will not be denied. He being willing for a shilling readily complied. She gave it freely with all her heart, because she should not fail for to play a lover's part. But now she's almost wild, finding herself defiled. This punching, punching, oh, this punching has her glory spoiled. Many pretty lasses might have a slender flaw before this punching time, which they valued not a straw. But with punching them anew, they are cracked quite through and through, that none will take them but forsake them. Ah, what will they do? Birmingham money will pass as well as one of these poor girls. It is a dismal tale to tell. Now they're almost wild, finding themselves defiled. This punching, punching, oh, this punching has her glory spoiled. In the town of Plymouth, it seems there's 70. At Exeter and Weymouth, there's twice as many more. Nay, they have been double done since this punching trade begun. The girls did crave it and would have it, man nor mother's son could be at rest if a punch he had. They came from town to town just as if they had been mad. But now they're worse than wild, finding themselves with child. This punching, punching, oh, this punching has their glory spoiled.